Doug Christie.
He's a Hall of Famer, too, in my heart.
He's Jason Ross.
What Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Spend your afternoons with DC and Jay Ross on Sports 1140 KHTK.
And we're back here to start the second hour. Trouble or no trouble coming up. Also, a lot of NBA discussion at the bottom of the hour. Capital Casino now open again with our outdoor gaming venue at 411 North 16th Street in Sacramento. Jason Ross, Doug Christie.
Yes, sir.
Five on it coming your way as well, 1 hour from now. But let's bring on our first guest today.
Undeniable.
Is that how you're going to?
That's what you are. Yeah, that's how we're bringing him in.
Wow. Yes. You like to sing in our guests.
Certain ones.
Yeah, like Lance Woods?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. The special is Undeniable. Lance, what did you think of Doug singing to you right there?
I thought it was next level. Look, people don't know that Doug do it all.
You're going to give him credit for that, Lance? You're going to give him credit for that intro.
Why are you trying to take my credit, B?
I didn't like the singing.
Okay. Well,
check this out. First, he came in the league, right, and they thought he was just a defender. Nope, he showed you he can get buckets too. And then they thought he was just a two-way player. Nope. He showed you he got a mean uppercut, too.
Versatility.
Now, at this point in his career, he showed you he can do play-by-play. Now he's showing you he can sing. What can he do?
Good point. You know what, Lance? You're right on, as always.
He can convince you. What's up, family? How you, man?
I am sensational, man. How y'all doing?
Oh, man, we can't complain. Can't complain. You know, I've always wanted to ask you, we've never had this. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff, but where do you get your content from? Where do you get your jokes? Is it what you see? Is it a vibe? Do you write them down? How do you go about, what's your process?
I write everything in bullet points. So, like, I'll see something, hear something, experience something, and, like, let's say I was at the gym, and I fell off the treadmill. That's okay. Never happened, but let's just say it did.
Just say.
Maybe it did happen. That's not the point. If I write down treadmill, the experience will come back to me, and I'll write it that way.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah, so I try to stay very relevant to what's going on in the news, whether that be, like, mainstream news or just in the gossip news. To stay relevant, and I want to talk about what the world is talking about, but just do it from my point of view.
I got you.
So on that thought, Lance, I'm thinking about, we'll go back to the treadmill example, just for an example of a joke. You write down treadmill, you know how you're going to get there in your delivery. So on a Friday night, if you have two shows, are you going to say that kind of differently the second time, or is it, do you get into a same kind of, almost of a line of delivery of where the punchline is that you got to get there? I mean, does it make the joke different almost every time someone watches you?
Yeah, it makes it different because I got to get into it differently. If I say things the same way every time, I feel like it'll bore the audience because it'll be boring me.
Interesting.
So I feel like it's kind of like, you know, y'all do radio, y'all do 5 days a week?
Yep.
Right. So you know what that's like. It's like if you're doing the same thing 5 days a week, it can get mundane. Y'all got to find ways to spice it up for yourself.
True.
I got you. I see. With the one and only Lance Woods right here, Sacramento's finest. Lance, I have to say, one of the brothers that are in Los Angeles. It's a whole family.
Wayans?
The Wayans. I was a rookie with the Lakers. I go to the comedy club in Los Angeles, and I watch a heckler just absolutely get at him to the point where he left the stage. What do you do with hecklers?
I tell them I got a friend named Doug Christie, and he got a mean episode. Keep talking if you want to, homie. I got the video footage.
Yes. Proof right here.
Hecklers come with different spirits. Like some hecklers.
True.
Most of the time, they just want some attention.
Yeah.
Right? So, see, the thing about people in the audience, I never attack people in the audience because it's like a form of bullying almost, because I got a microphone and you don't.
Okay.
You know, so my voice is always going to be louder. So if I'm talking to you like that, that's because you went out of your way. Like, there's a video on YouTube. I'll text it to you. But this. I was at the show when this lady ran off stage and tried to fight me.
Whoa. First of all, it was a female?
Yeah, it was a woman. And all I said nothing mean. All I said was, she looked like LeBron James.
Oh.
That's all.
She lifted his shoulders on this woman. And she took it the wrong way.
What do you mean she took it the wrong way?
She thought I was saying she looked like a man. I was saying she looked like a champion.
Oh, she was the GOAT.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, listen, first of all, a woman that'll run on the stage let you know that she's down. So I'm going to side with her on this one that you came all wrong, bro.
As we're talking with Lance Woods here, the special is undeniable. It's your first comedy special. I know you've been doing this for a while. How did this even come about? How exciting is this for you?
Yeah, man. So I was in Mexico shooting a movie with my man Nick Leisure, who was the director on this special. And we was on a lunch break. And I told him, I said, I want to shoot a comedy special when we get back to set. And he was like, say no more. Let's do it. And, you know, I think it's like a time period in entertainment right now where creators are no longer waiting for these companies or networks to come to them. It's like, you know, I'll do it myself, and I'll bring y'all the product.
Yeah. And kind of a follow-up on that, too, Lance. I've followed you on Instagram and Twitter and different things. When, you know, the pandemic hit everybody in some form, certainly in your profession, you didn't have an opportunity for a while to perform in front of people. So it felt like, did you feel like you needed to be more aggressive on Instagram, on Twitter, on different outlets so that people could see your material?
Yeah, because I felt like comics saved the world during the pandemic. I felt like comics and DJs, like D-Nice and content creators got the people through the pandemic. And versus battles.
Yeah.
It was like, no, you know what I mean? And if you think about the pandemic, you know, it was a time we got to relax and spend more time with our families and just kind of slow down the rat race and just kind of enjoy what we had in our homes. I mean, the only bad part about it is we all thought we were going to die.
No doubt.
But besides that, wasn't that bad?
Yeah. Okay. So when you knew that you were going to do Undeniable, how does that fall into the content matter? Is this something, because I know a lot of times, and I'm sure that you study from Raw to all the different great comedians that have come along and they've went out and they've put out comedy specials. How did you come up with this bulk of content?
They say for a comedian or a magician, your first album took you your whole life to make. So, you know, this is let's say I release another special in 2 years. That special will have taken me 2 years to make. You know, but this is an accumulation of my entire career. And even before I was thinking about comedy, when you get into the material and you start trying to think about things, you start to go back into your past, your childhood, and think about things you never thought about before.
Do you ever think, especially in we're in more sensitive times, do you think about maybe I ain't going there right now?
So it, yes and no. I pride myself on being articulate on stage. So you know, y'all follow me on the internet. I don't really say much online as far as controversy goes. Now I'll say anything on stage. But that's because I can articulate myself on stage. If I say it on the internet, people can dissect it and do what they want to do with it. You can't do that to me on stage because I explained it in a way that it makes sense.
I got you.
You don't have to agree with me, but what I'm saying makes sense. And I can't say I'm not offensive, because offense is, that's on how somebody takes it.
Yeah, and they could take it however they want, right.
Yeah, I can tell you, I can't control if someone is offended, but I can make sure I articulate my point the way that I want to. And if, you know, someone's offended by that, then, you know, they'll be okay.
I guess the biggest question is, have I ever been in your show?
No. You know what, though? Hey, look, you almost were.
Story?
Yeah, you're going to have to give me some content because I almost dropped you on this call right here. My bad. Go ahead.
No. Look. This is crazy, right? So this was, man, if I remember right, this is the first time I've seen you at a show when it was Greg Vaughn's golf tournament at the Thunder Valley.
Yep.
Yeah, and then you and your wife was in the front row.
Yep.
And I was about to tell a joke.
Oh, and then you thought about it. He might whoop my ass, huh?
Exactly.
Okay, that was smart.
The threat. Exactly.
But no, not him, her.
He already had the experience of a female rushing the stage.
Hey, you saw the Louis bag sitting there, homie?
Exactly.
My man.
Exactly. I could see her saying, Doug, hold my purse. He got me messed up.
You ain't right. Hey, I know she ain't built like LeBron James, though.
No, not at all. And, hey, yo, she's the sweetest, man. I remember when I did her podcast, and my mom, like, loves her, man. And then I called my mom on the FaceTime, and she took the phone. It was just so sweet to my mom. My mom was like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe I just talked to Jackie. My hair wasn't even done.
Well, man, until you get on the wrong side, that's, you know, but we'll keep you on the right side, bro.
Yeah. I'm going to stay on the right side. I don't want no problems with the Christie family.
Yes. Lance, one thing, too, just on that note, like your first special, it's huge. I've seen people that have tweeted you, that they've watched it, that they've supported you. I don't know, a name or two where you're like, oh, man, they watched my special. Like, that's a pretty cool moment. Are there a couple of people that stand out like that that are, you know, famous to all of us that you go, man, they're supporting me. That's cool.
A lot of players, like Gary Payton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Gary Payton hit me up and, you know, was very complimentary. Trevor Ariza did the same thing. And then, like, a lot of my comedian friends, too, because they all promote their own stuff. So to take the time to promote my thing, you know what I mean, is special, man, because everybody talks about this competitive thing that everybody has. But, you know, people really do support each other when you give them something to support.
No doubt.
That's cool.
So, you know, we can't bring you on without talking about it. It would be the squad.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. That's okay. Oh. Yeah, I always say, you know, laugh now. Why they down? And then when we start smacking folks around, it ain't going to be funny no more. What's your thoughts about the Kings and where they at?
I think the Kings, the most frustrating part about the team is they show flashes of being not just a good, like a really good team. You know, I feel like, if I'm not mistaken, this year they had two different 8 or 9 game winning streaks, right?
Yes, sir. And then losing streaks of the same amount. Yes.
Yeah. So it's like, no, that's not a fluke. That means, that lets me know y'all can play. You know, there's a consistency issue, which was, you know, injuries played a part in the consistency issue. But, you know, next man up, everybody got to be ready. So, you know, I think as of right now, they are a player or two away, or they already got the players. Everybody just got to step it up a notch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think
our biggest improvement, we're last in defense. Like, we've shown that we can score. Defense is a mindset and energy, and that's where, when you talk about consistency, that's the thing. That's the one thing that can't wane. That's the thing that has to be there every single night, and unfortunately, as of right now. But don't worry. Because this is how I speak things into existence. And I said to Jason, say it with me, world champion Sacramento Kings. See, you got to put it out there, L. And when you put it out there, you speak it into freaking existence.
The undeniable world champion Sacramento Kings.
Yes. Speaking of undeniable.
Led by league MVP, De'Aaron Fox.
Ooh, damn.
Putting more on it.
Yeah,
putting more on it. Well, Lance, undeniable. Where? Amazon Prime, Apple TV. Where else can we check that out?
Apple TV, Amazon Prime, Google Play, VCR, Betamax.
Well, I was going to ask about my bootleg edition. Can I pick it up down, you know, South Sac? Where we at?
South Sac. Go to the barbershop and say, say, I'm here for the wet whistle on dry land. And somebody going to bring it to you.
No doubt.
That
man.
Is awesome. We're so happy for you, Lance. We want people to check out Undeniable again, Amazon Prime, Apple TV, Google Play, all the places. Lance, keep up the great work. We'll talk to you soon.
All love, man. Be well.
Guys, thank you guys so much.
Yep. All right, thank you. I mean, he's telling someone that she looks like LeBron James.
Oh, man, I don't even know how he thought that might
work. Survived.
Yeah, that one. Like, she walked on the stage,
yeah.
She was about that life.
Yes, she okay. was. That's trouble. And speaking of that, Trouble or No Trouble is next. Again, check out Lance Wood's comedy special, his first one, Undeniable, whether it's Apple TV or Amazon Prime. Trouble or No Trouble when we come back here on KHDK. Thanks again to Lance Woods for joining us in our last segment. Check out his special, comedy special. First one, what a treat that must be, too, as someone who's been working at this craft for a long time. Undeniable.
That's what you are. What?
Nothing.
Why you always look at the camera when I start singing, man?
Well, just want to bring him in.
What do you mean? They're leaving when I sing, so he's trying to bring them back. Hey.
Yeah!
Come on, man. Cut it out. Be all nice.
Right. Okay. I'll be nice. Your favorite segment. What? Ready for it?
What?
Trouble or No Trouble?
Oh.
Let's do it.
Shall we?
It's time.
Fire it all!
We've got a developing situation.
You want trouble, you're going to get trouble.
Nah, we're all good.
All right, move on.
Fire the hole!
Legacy here. Please disperse.
I think we have a serious issue.
Oh, I want trouble, all right.
Then you're going to get trouble.
No, everything's fine.
That's okay. Things are going to be okay.
I'm scared.
Trouble it is.
For you.
Don't. Just relax, bro.
R-E-L-A-X. Relax. We're going to be okay.
This is Trouble or No Trouble.
Okay. Trouble or No Trouble. A statement is made.
Yes.
And then we evaluate whether that statement, oh, that's trouble. A lot of concern or no
See,
trouble.
Lance should have known it was trouble as soon as he said,
delivered that line.
You look like LeBron James. Absolutely. Yeah, that's trouble in any ballpark.
Yeah. Well, here we go. Trouble or no trouble, Doug? Team USA basketball. They have two exhibition losses. Doesn't matter in the Olympics, but just the general tone. Team USA basketball. Trouble or no trouble? Which, by the way, they've responded today with a 71-48 lead on Argentina.
This goes against what I thought, but I'm going to say no trouble. And the reason
what did you think was trouble?
Because I don't like what I see. I don't think that they're put together properly.
So even who's missing? Middleton, Holiday, and Booker.
Yeah, those irrelevant. Guys are all going to be tired, and they're going to play minuscule minutes. Maybe then they got to get the flow of the team. I don't see them being crazy help. Now, if someone comes in and gets a game going, that's different. Reason I'm going to say no trouble is social media and all the different things. Like, if these guys, and we know how good Damian is, we know how good these, like, you're going to get the best version of them. Whatever that is, they are.
Their the best version will win.
Their coattail has been pulled.
Yeah.
That's why you're seeing this. Now, listen, Argentina got beat by who just the other day?
Nigeria as well.
Nigeria. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this isn't like, oh, my goodness. Whatever their best version is, you're going to get, and I'm going to gamble that the talent will take over. They may squeak through. And is that what you're asking, though, is like trouble, no trouble, gold medal?
Yeah, just is this the start? Is this not going to work this year? Just trouble or no trouble?
I think they're going to be all right.
I do, too. I don't think it's trouble, but I feel like there's parts of all of this. They do blow teams out. I mean, that's factual. They do. But the better teams that are put together, that play together, that really have an edge, that want to beat them, it's not – if they're off, they're going to lose.
Yeah. They're going to have
to bring
their –
it's not a gimme.
Yeah. I also think that, like, USA basketball has to take into consideration all the different aspects of the international game. It's more physical. You can see guys looking for fouls, and the ref's looking at them like –
not even close.
You know, he got a toothpick in his mouth. Like, player,
no
keep
reviews.
Him moving.
Yeah.
Ain't no reviews. The 3-point line being in, that is big because the difference is probably what, a foot.
Yeah,
about a foot. Let me tell you that like your 2-foot putt and your 3-foot putt.
Big
there's a big difference
on percentages. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So no difference in shooting that jump shot. There's And I think a lot of other players on the opposition are in play from that distance that wouldn't be in the NBA game. So this isn't the NBA game. Even though we got NBA players, they have to adjust.
All right, trouble or no trouble, this statement is just Mike Trout. And the reason this is put out there, all the love for Shohei Ohtani.
Okay.
So I don't know if he's quickly become the more popular angel. Maybe he has. But does that now as a second fiddle, does that take Trout to even another level or coming off injury? I don't know. Just kind of a blanket Mike Trout, trouble or no trouble?
No trouble. He doesn't strike me as the jealous type, and he's
tripping. We didn't hear from him before.
Yeah. Right? He's I'll say this, for instance. Like, he's not searching for the spotlight.
His like, game has given it his, that.
Exactly. No, I don't think that that's a problem. The fact, and we don't know this for factual, I'm just saying what I heard, and I think you heard the same thing. The call that came at the Home Run Derby when Shohei took the timeout was Mike Trout.
That's what they said.
Like, if he had an issue, he ain't calling.
Right.
Like,
he'll be fine.
Yeah. I don't think that – I would actually like to see them put the – can you guys put a team around them,
right,
please?
Get them in the postseason. Play.
Like, let's see them then.
Yeah. Play the Twins, play the White Sox, play the whoever, the Rays. Let's go. Let's get them in a series and see what happens.
That's what I'd like. Otherwise – to be honest with you, and as much as I would hate this, just put them on the Yankees. I hate that.
Wait, what? Why, Chris?
Why does he have to go to the Yankees?
Because I think it's a
that's where
Doug and I agree.
No,
here.
This
I
mean, is where
so they can be. So they he could be on another bad team.
No, well, he wouldn't make them bad. But the point
he's
is,
on
we
the
would,
Angels.
We would see them way more.
On the greatest team in the history of baseball.
And I'm not talking about just Shohei. I'm talking about him and Mike Trout.
Yeah, I agree. Doug and I agree
just
here.
Take them both. Or, I mean, you could send them to the Mariners, but we're not on TV as much as these guys.
Then send them to the Cubs.
Okay.
Send them to the Dodgers.
Okay. I'm okay with that, Chris. I just used the Yankees because...
That's just a really good idea.
So the Angels have to pay for believing in Shohei and not being good.
They weren't the only ones that believed in him. He chose them.
Yes.
He'd look
it's
really,
not his fault. They suck, man.
He'd look really good.
Come on, will you put a team around these guys? He would, actually.
I mean, you and I agree again. On this.
We unfortunately, I would like to see him on the biggest stage. I'd like to see him more often. I'd like to see both of those guys matched up on a Yankees Red Sox weekend series. That would be spectacular, man.
Nobody wants to see that, except for Yankees and Red Sox fans.
You're right.
A lot of the world.
No, it's not. But you can send them to the Northwest. I'm totally happy. I'll figure out a way. No, I won't.
Look how huge he is already playing for a bad team with the
exactly.
Angels.
Like, let's pump this thing up. Can we turn him into like a real superstar, like Michael Jordan? Thank you.
Were the Chicago Bulls a huge thing when Jordan got there?
Hell no.
No.
Right.
They got the right pieces, and they got better.
But this is not something that the Angels have done.
With Trout, who's been there so long, and now Ohtani.
They should be called the Demons. You got to chuckle. I saw you chuckle as I saw him chuckle.
All right, trouble or no trouble. Space Jam 2. It's coming out this week.
Okay.
Just that trouble or no trouble.
I'm interested. I'm going to watch it. I'll watch it at home. The trouble part, and I think that Chris is going to agree with me here as the movie connoisseur, is the sequels just, they don't. And I've watched it. There is so much CGI in it that I'm like,
it should look better. Will it be better? And are we going to get another comparison, though? Jordan's acting versus LeBron? Like,
yes.
Do we have
to
get that?
Well, you chose to
take on that task.
As like, a movie connoisseur?
Yes, sir.
It would be tough. It would be tough to be worse than Space Jam.
Okay, but...
You didn't like Space Jam?
I liked it as a kid.
Exactly.
But seeing it now older...
I think that's the key.
It's basically all of Michael Jordan's commercials with like Bugs Bunny in it.
I think people Chris's age and a little bit younger, that came out in their wheelhouse. Like as a kid, that was a perfect... Everybody seems, Space Jam. I had not seen it, Doug, until about 2 years ago. I thought it was awful.
You never saw Space Jam?
I never saw it when it came. I don't know. I just never did. And then when I saw it, I go, this is terrible. But I think it would have been nostalgic had I seen it younger and go, oh, I love Space Jam. It was one of my favorite movies.
So do you think that this is no trouble and it'll be a better movie? Like, I'm talking...
If it's a bad movie, it could still be better than Space Jam.
Wow.
So there's, like, low, such a low bar.
Yes.
And I think
the funny thing is, I think LeBron's a better actor than Jordan.
I would agree with that, actually.
Yeah, LeBron actually does a good job. I would agree. It's like, the, some of the things that I've seen him in, I was like, good job.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, I'll probably end up seeing
sequel.
It.
I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah.
So I'll give you.
There's some other people in there that I'm interested to that are in, you know, cameos. So yeah.
I wouldn't go see it in the movie theater.
Yeah, I probably won't either.
Why?
I wouldn't pay money to go see it.
Oh, you want to steal it?
It's on HBO Max.
Oh. Okay. Well, don't you pay for HBO Max?
Yeah, but I'm saying I'm not. But I don't. I didn't pay for.
Oh,
it
your
because
mama
of Space
Verlade
Jam.
Pays.
He's just not going to a theater.
I'm not
going
to pay extra money to go see it. Oh, I already pay for HBO Max.
I got you.
So he's got it, basically.
I'm a last week tonight guy.
Okay. Oh.
All right, here's another one, DC. Terrence Davis's future with the Kings. Trouble or no trouble, he has allegedly going to turn down the restricted free agent offer, which makes sense.
At $9 million a year, it's a lot of trouble.
Yeah. I don't think he's... Well, you're always worth what someone will offer you. I don't know if the Kings will do that, if that's the money he's looking for, because I'd like him to stay.
I would, too. I just don't know that number. And I'm saying a number that I've heard.
Right.
I have no idea at all. There's some... Like, if I'm making that decision, that's not a number, but there's a number.
But it's a guy you want to keep, though.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I would want to keep him at more than he was getting paid, because I think he's worth more than he was getting paid.
Five,
it was
six.
Like 1.2. Like,
that's
listen,
a different. That's
you're going to get raised.
Yeah.
But.
Let's go shorter deal.
Yep.
You earn it, and then we'll pay you later.
Exactly.
I know we're paying you now.
Maybe you think outside the box here, and we give you a 2-year deal.
2 years, 10.
Yep. And how about. You want to even take it a step further? We'll give you a 2-year deal with the second year as a player option. Yeah. Like, if you really got at it and you're feeling yourself,
rip it up, and
we do it again.
Yeah, and you're still going to be 23, 24.
But if you do a little poo-poo here and there, you're probably going to opt back in.
Yep.
And here we are. We're having this conversation again.
There you go.
Like, that is fair.
Yes, more than fair. All right, that is trouble or no trouble. When we come back. More Kings news. Ben Simmons on the block. The Kings are actually one of the teams mentioned in the Ben Simmons rumors. Buddy Hield speaks. We'll hear some of that audio. Much more NBA conversation when we come back right here on KHDK. Got a couple of people responding to our trouble or no trouble from an earlier segment. No trouble for Terrence Davis, meaning he can explore market options. Sure, he should.
No, so let me clarify. No, okay. For him.
No, he's in a good spot.
Yeah, he's in a damn good spot because really, as a free agent, and he's probably watched what some other guys have gotten who he might even consider lesser of a talent that have gotten more. This is more Kings-esque.
Yeah.
But... Even so, like, we had him for a short time. He has to prove it.
Yep, absolutely. Kind of want to jump to the Kings here. Of course, we still have one more off day, bless you, before we get to the NBA Finals in Game 4. It's now 2-1 Suns. Actually, we'll jump to there real briefly before we kind of get back to the Kings. I asked this question yesterday when you were off. We've seen 3 games.
Okay.
I don't know who's better. Phoenix is ahead. I think... What has happened so far in the finals has really played out to what both teams have done. Phoenix has been great at controlling the tone of the series. They've been ahead in a lot of series, with the exception of the Lakers series where they were down 2-1. That's the only one. They've been playing ahead. They've had the lead. They've deserved that. They've done a good job. And then the teams have had to react. Milwaukee's been behind at times. They were down 0-2 to the Bucks. They lost that – or to the Nets. They lost the first game to the Hawks. It feels like Milwaukee takes a little bit to figure things out, and that may ultimately cost them. Who knows in this series? But what we haven't seen yet, Doug, to me, and it might happen in Game 4 now that we've kind of taken everybody's punch, you haven't had a game yet where Ayton, Booker, and Paul were great, as well as Middleton, Holiday, and Giannis. There's been portions, the Suns 2 wins, the 3 were all pretty good, and the role players.
Yeah.
The Bucks win, the big 3 were good, and the role players. Booker wasn't great. Like, we haven't had where the 6 best players were all pretty good. And I think if we get that, we'll have a fantastic game or remaining of the series, no matter how many games that is.
Yeah, I don't know that. We may not get it. And it's hard to tell because even though Giannis has been very, very extremely dominant.
A freak.
He is, yeah, freaky deaky. He's injured. That's crazy.
Is he?
Whatever.
I mean, how was he doing this?
He's a freak of nature, man. Now, I will say, like a hyperextension like that, most times you're going to lean on the side of caution. This is the finals. They're like, if you're feeling good, you can go. He's feeling more than good. I will give Coach Bud, because I've been, and we haven't talked about this, but just talking basketball with my friends, I've been critical because I don't think that he necessarily adjusts and different stuff. But the biggest adjustment that I thought needed to be made, and I was just so surprised, and I thought that he did it. And there was one play that was reminiscent of it, and you might remember. Giannis gets the ball on the wing, and he kind of pump fakes. He dribble hands off to Connaughton right in front of their bench. Connaughton comes off the pick, drives in the lane, gives it back to Giannis, and Giannis dunks it. And I said to myself, there you go. Like, when they set up, and he's at the top of the key, and he's ISOing, and they build a wall.
You won.
You've won. Yes.
Likely you
yes,
will. You play the odds. You're going to win.
Because he's not necessarily an ISO player, skill set wise, but he's a very dominant player, especially in transition. Well, how do you find transition-esque plays? When you move the ball around and side to side and you catch defense off. So think about this. If he's got the ball at the top and he's in ISO and you got a wing player, say it's Middleton on his right and you got Holiday on the left. If he goes to break his guy down, his guy gets help from Middleton's guy. Now, immediately he kicks the ball to Middleton, then runs and sets a pick on his guy. And now he comes off and starts the action. It puts the defense in a real bad way. And they had not explored any of that until this last game.
Yep.
Now, is that Coach Bud? I would say some of it. As much as I want to be critical of not doing it, I've got to give him credit that I've watched it get done. So if they do more of that, because he's going to get his 30. That game he got 40. But the time
and
assists. And the times that they made the run, he wasn't in the game.
Yeah.
So they find the rhythm. My thing would be, Giannis, I need you, because you're so great, to find the rhythm while you're in the game.
Yep.
Watch it from over here.
Yeah.
So if they do that, they actually could make this really interesting. I still have Suns in six.
Yeah, which is laying out right now pretty nicely. I think I saw the stat, Doug, where, I know we don't do everything on plus minus, but if you evaluate it, I think game one, Giannis was plus one.
Uh-huh.
Game two, I think he was plus two.
Okay.
And then he was like plus 20-something. So the minutes he's on the floor, they've won.
Yeah.
He's not can't be on the floor every minute.
Remember the shoe incident in game two? He goes off, they're up five, he comes back in, they're down 12 or 10. Like, it's a big difference.
Yeah. And the other thing, you always talk about every player is important in this series. There could be a subtle thing, and Saric's injury, I over time, might be a big deal. I think it has been, especially when Game 3, when Ayton was in foul trouble. The two counters were to go to Kaminsky, and that he looked lost, or to play better play. Like, they would maybe go to Cameron Payne or Cam Johnson with Paul, Booker, Crowder, and Bridges. Well, then Giannis is a real big problem. Mm-hmm. So, again, Ayton stays out of foul trouble. Phoenix is about as lethal as they can be. You know, Kaminsky's not the same or playing small. It hurts them with you. So those are things to watch, I think, as it goes forward.
One of the biggest areas, and I don't understand this, even in just forget who the team is, but he is very talented. So I'm going to use this example, but it could be any team. When you got a 1-5 pick and roll with Chris Paul and DeAndre Ayton, and it's above the three-point line, meaning, like, Chris is shooting at the three-point line. He's not Damian Lillard. He's not shooting 4 feet behind.
Right.
He's not Steph Curry. All those go underneath. But if he begins to get hot, so a blitz is when you come off the pick and roll and you trap him.
Kind of bracket him.
Yeah. I would say bum rush him.
That
would
get the ball out of
his hands. That's what I would call this, is when the pick just starts, he starts to move, run both of them at him. The reason why, when you allow Chris Paul to get downhill and he passes DeAndre Ayton in the key and DeAndre doesn't have to do anything, all he has to do is catch it, lob, dunk, catch it, go up, layup, he's good. Make him catch the ball at the three-point line right. And then make a decision. If you watch him, he's had problems. Mm-hmm. But they did that last game, and they had some success. Like, that's a must. I know what Chris Paul can do. I want to ask you this question because this is more – I know we're talking finals, but now I'm talking just basketball as a whole. Back in the day, when a guy got on someone in the block and he was smaller, they would say mouse in the house. You would look to try to drop it in. Mm-hmm. And then what would you do if the ball got into him?
Defensively?
Yeah.
A lot of time, you know, a double team.
Exactly.
Right. From some angle, you know, it depends. On the catch, on the dribble.
So that is a big guy catching the ball on a small guy.
Right.
The game has now inverted itself. And now you're at the top of the key, but you switch off, and now you got a big guy who's on a small guy.
Right.
Why the hell don't you double team? Why do you stand right there and let him get beat up like that? You didn't do it in the past when he was down low on the block. You bring a double. Coach, why the hell would you leave your teammate down there like that?
He's guarding Shaq.
I'm rushing to your assistance, my brother. Yeah. I got you.
Right.
Well, the same thing now. The game is just inverted. Now the same thing is happening, except it's happening 30 feet from the basket, but we just going to leave my man out there on the island like
now,
that.
Now Vlade's guarding Kobe.
No.
Right.
I'm coming.
Chris, somebody. Yeah.
I don't understand it, Jason. Does that make sense?
Right. Especially when so much of the game is out there or dictated out there, whether it's shooting or I get by the big guy, force other things, and it's all because you didn't help there.
Well, you also think back then, so we're playing inside out, back then their option A was to drop it into Patrick Ewing, mm-hmm. to drop it in. And if they had the mismatch, that's option A. So your double team is making them go away from option A. Mm-hmm. And that's where you find out that not a lot of teams have an option B, or their option B isn't good as option A. Mm-hmm. So when you are searching, sharking for the pick and roll that has the guy that you want, so they switch and you got him, you're in option A. So as a defensive team, will you please go get the damn ball out of his hands and throw it to option B? We're going to live with that, even though we're scrambling and we're doing all these things. I don't know. It just drives me to drinking my coffee.
Yeah. Well, I think the one thing that the Bucks have done, too, in the last two games, they've put Holiday on Chris Paul, and he's had – and Chris Paul is still terrific, had more turnovers. You know, I think
picked him up.
Yeah. The first game was whatever. He had 12 assists and zero turnovers. You're like, okay, if you let Chris Paul do that and score, you're not going to beat him. But now he's not turning it over 10 times, but there's a few more, and that's going to help everything Milwaukee's trying to do.
Well, I really think that Holiday – like – you and I have talked about this. When the bucket is scored, instead of running back, pick him up. Many times you see Holiday like right there with Chris Paul. And Chris Paul will handle it sometimes, and Holiday just makes him turn a couple times. You're just trying to make him waste the energy. And then sometimes Chris Paul points at somebody else, and now Booker's bringing the ball up the floor.
Right.
Well, guess what? That's option B. Even though Booker is option A in the play, how to get to him is not how it's set up now. He has the ball. It's I will give Milwaukee and Coach Bud credit for the adjustments that I have seen, because I have seen some, and I was critical of the time when they're not. So you got to shoot them the fair one.
Yeah, and we'll see what they do ultimately with Game 4, which is tomorrow. Some things related back to the Kings, D.C., that according to Mark Stein, who's covered the league for a long time, mm-hmm. he put out today that not this wasn't ultimately that surprising, but the fact that the Philadelphia 76ers are open to looking at dealing Ben Simmons, or at least, you know, see what's out there, right? For a guy that's been a multi-time All-Star. But what was interesting is, of the teams he said that were reportedly talking about this, included the Sacramento Kings as a team that showed some interest here.
Okay.
And, you know, we've mentioned that before. Would Ben Simmons be a good fit in Sacramento? I do think he would be. But the whole thing goes down to, what is the compensation? What is the return? I'll never say nobody's, you know, you could trade anybody, but I don't think
I'd stay away from a backcourt.
Yeah, I don't.
If I could.
I would too. And again, I think the appeal to me, and I'll say this again, of Ben Simmons is Ben Simmons with Halliburton and Fox. I really like what that could be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the Kings have enough other things as trying to be as fair as possible to Philly. I mean, again, if I'm Philly and I'm calling you and you're the king, like, we're starting with Fox and Halliburton. If that deal's completely off, then okay, let's... Right? It probably is. But then, okay, let's keep talking. And then if you ultimately give me... I don't know if it's future first rounds, this year's first round, Buddy, Bagley, I don't know if there's... I mean, you could throw in 10 things. It's not always about the amount. It's what does Philly think they need to get them over the hump? And what are they not getting from Ben Simmons? And see, I'm also slightly worried about Ben Simmons' work ethic.
That was part of it. I said, like, I would take Ben if I knew that he was willing to work on what Ben needed to work on. If he's not, if you're just getting him the way that he is, I'm not. Because you got to think of this also. How many teams do you think are probably involved?
That are interested?
That are interested.
I think he reported about 4 to 5.
Okay, so let's call it 5. I'm stringing this out if I'm the Kings. Like, if I'm even considering doing this, I'm waiting till later. Because right now...
You're taking the best offers from other teams?
Well, each team's going to put their offer up, right? But now I can kind of play you against each other like, well, they're doing this and they're doing this. Well, you know, I'm going to need that. I'm going to need that also. Well, pretty soon here, a couple teams are going to drop out. Now it's whittled down. And part of it is like, I'm not doing this. You're not getting this. So take that off the table. If that means that I'm out of the discussion, I'm out of the discussion. Right. Unless I believe that this is the dude. And I don't know that. I love his talent, love his size, love his passing.
Lots of things to love.
Defense is top shelf. But I got to know that you're willing to work on that thing. Because if you're not willing to work on that thing, I don't know that that's worth it. Unless... I don't have to do this. I don't have to give up this backcourt because I ain't messing with that.
You do that even if you knew.
No,
right?
I wouldn't.
Yeah, that's just
me personally.
I'm with you.
I like the fact that those guys are young. I like that there's high IQ. I like that there's defense there. There's a lot that I personally, me. Now, Kings fans may feel differently, and I respect that, and some of the pundits around here. But for me, nah, We just got it. Listen, we haven't even improved the brakes and the struts. There's some different things that we can do here that make that thing even better than it is.
Yeah. Yeah, he's an intriguing – it's not the talent. It's that other thing. I mean, I told you, it was eye-opening when how quickly Doc Rivers – wouldn't answer that. Like, I can't answer that.
Well, then he tried to reel it back.
Right. And then
Back there.
Yeah, Joel Embiid was quick to kind of throw him under the bus. The organization is looking to move him. I just think there's too many alarms going off, red flags to go, gosh, he must not be – the Kings aren't looking to move De'Aaron Fox.
No.
If someone came with an incredible deal,
it would have to be incredible.
But they're not looking to do it. They have made this public that they are looking to do it. That says there's a problem there to me.
It does, because if you think about how far you got in the playoffs, you're right there. You're game 7.
You're a tweak away from
in the
maybe
year before.
Being a
you're
champion.
A four bounce away. Like, okay, so
with him.
So if that's the case, and nobody knows you better except your family,
right?
Then your teammates.
Yeah, and if they're that willing to do it,
it. To me, it's like, okay, well, what is, because I've watched you guys talk about him and how much he's meant to the team and all these different things, but to watch him in a high leverage moment and for you to see it not work, but all of a sudden now, is that saying, I agree with you, Jason, is that saying like, okay, he's not really working on his game or he's not willing? Because some of it might be he works on his game, but he's not willing to do certain things. Because understand, when you have to change something, you got to get uncomfortable, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not willing to get uncomfortable, then that's a because it ain't changing,
right?
Because if it was that easy, everybody would freaking do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, because I think there was even a report that maybe was it Indiana? I think offered something like Brogdon in a first and. Allegedly, that's been
answer me
down.
A question real quick. So USA's playing, and like Sadiq Bey is out there, and I don't know who just shot that right there.
I don't know who shot that either.
maggot?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
We got a few extra guys that are.
So is is Tyrese on this part?
No, I don't think so. I think they had added the three while Booker, Middleton.
So how'd they pick them?
I don't know if they took them from another group or where they're from.
Because you know, the reason I'm saying that is Tyrese Halliburton would be special.
Yes, he would team with like that group. This. Yep.
Like, and I don't – that's why I'm like, not to say anything about the brain trust. Like, what are you looking at?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, okay, they're showing this kid shoot a three-pointer. Like, that's great. But he brings – he makes everyone else
better,
illuminate
yep.
more.
Yeah.
I want that.
Yeah.
That's why don't be playing around with our backcourt, okay?
Right. Well, how about this guy, Buddy Hield? He was on with Chris Haynes on his podcast talking about different things and on was asked if he'll
be. So he didn't want to – did you guys try to get him on the show?
Who? Chris Haynes?
No.
Buddy Hield?
Yeah.
No. I didn't try. Not yet.
We should have been first.
Okay.
Okay.
Doug, on if he'll be a king next season.
That's why I listen.
I mean, that's just not my. That's not that my. That's not my problem. That's not my. That's not my. That's not my job. That's you need to drop up to Vivek and Monty. That's why you hire those guys to do that. You know, my job is to go there and play basketball and like everybody goes to get the playoffs and the championship. And we haven't been done that. And like I said, everything's not being smoothly. You know. You know, I've seen my name in trade rumors, but I can't control that. But people, that's where writers and everybody envision me or what's the best for the players. So I'm just being ready to go into Sacramento each and every just offseason to go out there and play and compete. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. You know, I can't do nothing but that. I just have to go out there and just focus on how can I improve this summer. And if I get traded, how can I improve the next team for that coming up year. So I can't worry. I'm not like, you know, the last 2 years I was worrying about that, but now I'm just focusing on just like, how can I get better each in this off season? So if I'm in Sacramento or on a different team, so I can be ready and help my team win basketball games.
There was a lot from Buddy in that. He actually answered the questions really.
I agree.
You know, and you know, Buddy, I don't think anybody questions work ethic, his commitment. It's just continuing to get better in the ways that he had. He has some weaknesses, some holes, but I think as the season went on, he did get better at some of that. Certainly not refined and polished all the way, but there's some elements there that are really appealing in his game.
But he works extremely hard. That's why, like, defensively, it's technique in a lot of times, from my understanding. From watching it. Also, the ability to understand spatial awareness. Where are you supposed to be right now? The ball's there. Where should you be? Okay, this is where you should be, but where should you be now, knowing that number of that guy that shoots 32%, that guy shoots 40%? Where should you be?
It's a different closeout. It's a different approach.
Exactly. Yeah. All those little nuances of the game, that's where, buddy, the same with dribbling, the same with passing. We see that he's a great shooter. And he works extremely hard. Like, those are the things I need you to work on to be that next level player. The IQ has to improve, but not only for Buddy. I think collectively, like everyone. And we got some players with high IQs, but do your smarts coincide with mine?
Right.
Can we make them work together as one? And that is the biggest question. But I would agree. I thought he answered the questions. I thought he was open. I didn't feel any animosity, some of the things that I've heard in the past from Buddy. I was like, good answers, like honest answers. I'm okay with that. Like, yeah. For him to say, like, a couple of years it's bothered me, and now you get that it's a business. And your contract kicked it.
Right. That too. All right. 2 hours complete. We'll come back. Final hour. We get the crossover. We'll talk about a little bit more about the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. But when we come back, 5 on it to start the 5 o'clock hour. That is straight ahead here on KHTK.